is Saturday morning on the mighty 790 KFGO, and gol dang it, I have got my fill of classic country music. Always good to hear the gold show, but it's done with, and we just hope to be dragged along by the coattails of the very high ratings of the gold show. I think it's like a 97 share. It's like the highest rated radio show in the country.
Wow.
It truly is, Doug Lear, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department.
I'll believe that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I listen to it.
I mean, share-wise, I don't think, pure numbers-wise, but it's huge. People love it. And so we're just kind of trying to, what do they call it in racing? We're drafting.
Ooh, drafting.
We're drafting behind the... We're drafting behind the gold show.
Yeah. Or is it a what do they call that from plane?
The contrails.
Contrails.
Yes.
Is that what we're following?
Sure,
is
we're following the contrails of the gold show.
Of the gold show. What a nice week. Gosh.
Yep. Conway, Twitty, and all that. It has been a great week. It's been fantastic. I don't know if you saw on Twitter and Facebook. I'm very active in social media. I get asked that all the time.
Are
you on Facebook?
Yeah, I've never heard. You don't reference it. If you are, you should make more of a point to promote yourself through Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, because I'm hardly ever on there with my 5,000 plus followers and friends and all that. But anyway, I was catfishing this week on the Red River.
You and I
have talked a lot about catfishing on the Red, and I had the opportunity midweek to go out with Scott Brewer, Kyle Agri from FM Walleyes, and Agri Brewer Outdoors or Brewer Agri Outdoors, whatever the heck it is, and a guide, John Dickelman, who lives a few miles north of Oakport Township up there, on the river, and we went out on Dickelman's pontoon on Wednesday evening, and it was great. I mean, I've done it before.
Did you bring your own banjo?
Why would you say that? Are you comparing?
Because I think people that have been on the Red River in the summertime and on a warm, nice day,
gorgeous evening,
can associate just kind of, you can be, honest to God, you can be in downtown Moorhead or Fargo on the Red River in the summertime and not even realize that you're in a major metropolitan area. So that was my only reference whatsoever, is that it's so peaceful, you feel like you're in Alabama.
Because oftentimes when people make a deliverance reference and a banjo reference, as you did, you're trying to say that we're a bunch of hayseed hick rednecks out there in the river eating big chaws of tobacco and drinking moonshine while we're eyeing up our cousin or something.
So what were you drinking?
Bud Light or something.
Okay. But that, number one, that sets the scene because it is absolutely gorgeous to be on the Red River in the summertime.
And it was a great evening. It was a wonderful evening. And I've done it before. I've been fishing in my own boat. Not my bigger boat that I have now, but my previous boat, my little 16-foot Lumacraft. But it's a different experience. And I forget, it's been a year or two since I've done it, and I forget how much of a different experience it is and how much fun you can have and how, as Brewer and Agri are big, they're tournament fishermen for walleyes and they're out there grinding away all the time. And they said, man, this is awesome because we're just kicking back. You put out your bait, cast out the rods and sit back and have a beverage and, hey, there's an eagle. Hey, blue heron. Hey, look over a couple of deer.
Yep.
And you just talk and relax. And
turtles swimming.
And the next thing you know, your rod goes thump, 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 thump. And, hey, it's your turn, Kyle. And he'd get up and miss a fish. And then the next one would go thump, thump, thump. And then Brewer would jump up and miss a fish. And then thump, thump, then I get up and catch it and finish the job like those two guys couldn't do.
Like shortstop, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was calling everybody off after a while. I got it. I got it.
This
it's
one's mine. This one's mine.
And, but yeah, it was
step
a lot
aside,
of fun.
Boys.
So it was good.
A number one, there's a lot of people that walleye fish, the Red River. You guys were targeting catfish?
We were catfishing, yes. Now, Dickelman does well on walleye, I think, in the wintertime.
Sure.
I think because he has a business, it's J&K Cats is the name of his business, to give him a free plug here. But he focuses during the open water season on catfish because he said he's busy. He said he's got people from all over the place, from Canada or Kansas or Iowa
or Missouri.
They're coming up to Alabama
with
their banjos to catch catfish. But he said in the wintertime he gets out and catches walleyes and they do very well. So
here's the thing though. I've seen more and more people using the Red River the last 15 years, the last 10 years, and obviously access has definitely improved over the last decade and a half. But at the same point, Did you see a lot of other people out there?
Not one other person in a boat. We saw two people, and we were a little bit north of town. We sure. weren't in Fargo.
Yeah, but I guess catfishing is something you don't want to give up your spots because there is so few areas. But you were north of town.
There's so few spots. There's like a million miles of river that never get used and 1,000 snags every half mile.
You want to give out your exact location that you were at? By all means, go for it. Were you up into the Cheyenne River or not?
Up in that general area.
Okay.
Yeah. We weren't in the Cheyenne River, but we were in that general area.
Okay.
But I mean,
okay.
If somebody wants to drive a boat from Fargo up 35 miles of river winding to go up to fish when you're driving by a million catfish, go ahead.
And maybe I'm the one that gets too protective because for me, honestly, I can go out and combat fish and I don't enjoy it, but I can do that. I can go out combat fishing wherever they need to on the rocks of Devil's Lake or whatever you want. But for some reason, for me on the Red River, I prefer not having a lot of congestion on the Red River. I prefer sharing it, you know, maybe with a friend or a child or a great blue heron or a muskrat or an otter or a beaver or something like that. But yeah, if I went up to the mouth of the Cheyenne River and there was two other boats up there, I'd be kind of like, ah, man, that's kind of a downer
that
for me.
Sucks. That's no, we didn't see another boat. There was nothing. We saw two guys by the shore. But does the Red River ever get that way? I guess maybe like down at the Wild Rice where that pours in, there might be a bunch of people down there, people trying to catch walleyes in the spring or fall. But other than that, the times I've been in the Red River, I launch at MB Johnson Park, and I go up by Edgewood Golf Course, and I just look for snags.
Yeah.
And I fish there. Oh, didn't catch one for 15 minutes. Move on to the next spot. Oh, caught three there.
Yep.
I've run into a couple of boats, but nothing where I've ever... It's not like Pelican Lake on July 4th. I know
that. Right. Right. No, and at the same time, people can understand that while it might be, you know, 20 river miles from Fargo up to the Cheyenne River, the capacity on those 20 river miles is a lot more reduced than what you have on Pelican Lake.
Sure.
You know, even on its best day, putting a couple, you know, three, four boats in an area on the Red River can be a little bit dicey.
Sure. But, and there'd be no reason for anybody to do that because there's a gajillion spots to fish, but the way anglers are, they see somebody fishing and by God, they're going to be 5 feet away. And I've experienced that and I don't do it, but I've been this summer, I'm on a certain body of water out in Minnesota and I'm just fishing for crappies. It wasn't even a big deal.
Nope.
And I, you know, reel up a couple of crappies and I kept a couple, threw a couple back. But the next thing you know, here comes a boat.
Yep.
And it's there moving right in. And the funny thing is that if it's a boat with a dad and a couple of kids in it,
right?
Honest to God, all they have to do is ask.
Yep.
You know, just say, hey, you know, we're not having much luck here and I'm from out of town and I'd be happy
and
to help you.
Put a leech on a spinner. Yeah.
But this sneaky, like they're sneaking by me. Just and maybe they're embarrassed or whatever, but it's like, I'll help. I'll tell you how I'm doing it. I have other spots if you want, you know, hey, you know, the same thing is happening right over there, 500 yards, you know, knock yourself out. Just please, you know, throw a few back. Don't catch 500 fish.
Might even say, you know, I'm only going to be here for 15 more minutes. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Pull around. I'm gone here in a couple more minutes and don't worry about it.
And I don't mean to be on my pedestal, but it same thing happens on Devil's Lake.
Yep.
There's a million and a half miles of bodies of water to fish up there. And you'll see the net come out, and the next thing you know, you got three boats just buzzing at you. Just like, I mean, all you got to do is just go fish right over there, and we just caught 15 walleyes right over there.
Yeah,
but that's the way anglers do it. We're out of time.
Okay.
There's only one segment
weekend
with you today.
Yeah, fine with me.
Just for that, you're going to make you stick around and do a fake one then. Stick around.
I was saving the good stuff.
Next week. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, and Tom Wynn and Friends in the morning here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Jeff Katzer up next in the program.
Hey, I'm a country man. A city boy can't do the things I...